Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Today we're tackling something that's often met with groans and awkward silence failure. Yeah, I know, it's not exactly the most glamorous topic. But trust me, this isn't your typical fake it till you make it pep talk. We're diving deep into how to actually embrace failure as a stepping stone, a secret ingredient to becoming your best self. Ever felt like you're on this roller coaster of life and every time you think you've got the hang of it, bam, you get thrown off at the next curve? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that those dips and turns, even those heart-stopping plunges, they're not just setbacks, they're opportunities in disguise. Okay, let's break down five key takeaways that can help us reframe our relationship with failure. First, failure is a feedback loop. Think of it like this. You're learning to play an instrument, right? You don't just magically start treading after day one. You hit bum notes, you struggle with rhythm, maybe even drop the pick a few times. But each mistake, each off-key note, is actually telling you something valuable. It's guiding you towards improvement, shaping your skills, making you better. Second, failure separates the quitters from the champions. You know that saying, success is just failure with persistence. There's truth to it. People who achieve greatness, they don't avoid failure, they learn from it. They pick themselves up, dust off the dirt, and keep going. Think about your heroes, your role models. They've all faced setbacks, failures that would have knocked out the average person. But they use those experiences as fuel to rise above. Third, failure is a myth. Seriously. This is where things get really interesting. The idea of failure is often just a story we tell ourselves. What if instead of saying I failed, you said, that didn't go as planned? Suddenly, the weight of the word failure lifts, and you open yourself up to new possibilities. You can analyze what happened, identify the areas where things went off track, and adjust your approach accordingly. Fourth, failure is an invitation for innovation. Ever notice how some of the most groundbreaking inventions came out of someone's failures? Think about Thomas Edison and his quest for the perfect light bulb, thousands of failed attempts before he struck gold. That perseverance, that willingness to keep experimenting even when things weren't working, led him to one of humanity's greatest advancements. And finally, failure is a teacher. It teaches you resilience, adaptability, problem-solving skills, and a whole lot about yourself. It can shake you up, rattle your cage, but in the end, it makes you stronger, wiser, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah wanted to start her own baking business. She poured her heart into perfecting recipes, creating beautiful cakes, and even setting up a website. But when she launched, the orders were slow, and there wasn't enough buzz around her brand. It was disheartening, and for a while, she almost gave up. Then she did something brilliant. She took all those failures, the slow sales, the lack of attention as feedback. She started offering free baking classes to build connections with potential customers. She collaborated with local cafes to showcase her desserts. And most importantly, she kept experimenting with new flavors and designs. Slowly but surely, things started turning around. Her business took off, becoming a beloved bakery in the community. See what happened? She didn't let those initial bumps derail her dream. Instead, she used them as fuel to refocus, reinvent, and ultimately achieve success on her own terms. So remember this. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to it. Embrace those missteps, learn from them, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one failure that you've turned into a learning experience? Share your story in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom and real-world advice. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and hearts open. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.